Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us. As always, the whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So without further ado, there's a lot to discuss. A lot has happened overnight. Let's get straight into it. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning currently up on screen. I think it's probably fair to say, in fact, let me just do this quick introduction then. All profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade and why you trade in those particular markets. And that's what this session attempts to achieve. Where to enter, we always identify levels, support, and resistance where we'd be looking to make decisions around, not just random price action, but actually verified support and resistance levels. Along with your ability to exit markets, of course, is very, very important. How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade along with trade psychology? All very important features of trade financial markets, of course, and we discuss these in our live trade rooms every day. And we're strong advocates of maintaining a degree of consistency in our approach, accuracy with the levels we use, discipline with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, right. So you've probably heard overnight we've had these drone strikes from Israel on the state of China, Iran, sorry. And we had a lot of rhetoric over the last couple of days coming out from Iran, who are planning to enrich uranium and threatening to attack bases in the area, including the US. So clearly, there's been some sort of discussion between Israel and the US, and the US probably gave a green light to for them to proceed. And as a result, this caused quite a significant amount of chaos in markets, and that's probably absolutely fair enough. If we look at just Bloomberg, just the headlines is quite a good little summary of this event. So stocks fall, oil and gold jump as Israel hits Iran. So you're talking about conflict in the Middle East. We've always maintained this is one of the major threats to oil prices is if we get a war breakout in the region. There are massive supplies of crude oil. A lot of the world's transportation routes are through that region. And if you have conflict and disruptions and air drone attacks, let's say, it creates a lot of volatility. It makes the whole region really concerned about, and I suppose there's a lot of self-interest from individual countries in the region as well to make sure that their oil supply is not disrupted because it's the whole economy is built on oil in that region. So we've seen oil rally very, very aggressively, very, very quickly. And we've seen a very significant jump in gold as well. It is kind of the flight to safety trade. We've also seen a bit of weakness in the dollar. And we've seen a bit of weakness in the indices markets as well. So just these three here are probably the three major sort of summary of these current market conditions. And the first one is clearly this oil extends gains on reports of airstrikes in Iran. And it's the retaliation as well that's going to go with this. You know, this is probably, it's quite a public statement from Israel to attack Iran. And we probably get significant retaliation from Iran. So this could really sort of get out of hand and the impact that that could have on oil. We might just see the tip of the iceberg overnight. So we want to sort of keep a close eye on this. And the second one is that the fact that we've got muted US producer prices and they add to string of tame inflation reports. So and that's absolutely what's happened. We were beginning to expect inflation to to be a little bit more elevated at this point in proceedings, and it's very, very tame. Now, that's good news for the Fed. It means that the Fed could look to begin to cut rates. Now, the Fed are really concerned about inflammatory elements to the market, which now the conflict in the Middle East is another sort of concern for elevated prices. So we've seen oil prices jump in the last 3 days, pretty much somewhere in the tune of 17-18%. And a massive move that's going to feed into inflation prices, and that's yet a further risk, along with the tariff risk, along with the unemployment risk that's ticking away in the background as well here. So the fact that we've got tame inflation is quite an interesting development. And then we've got this 30-year bond sale or bond auction last night, and it spurs a sigh of relief after weeks of angst. So that these are the main data points that we'll have a look at now. So let's have a look at those. US inflation, if we go back to Wednesday's CPI, you can see it coming in below expectations, slightly elevated, 10 basis point elevation on the previous month, but on the month-on-month as well, coming in below expectations. So actually, you know, the inflationary response, which most people are expecting, is not seemingly feeding through just yet. Let's see how this plays out over the coming months. And then PPI is coming in flat as well. Now, something to keep an eye on over the coming weeks now would be unemployment claims, because we've gone from sort of 220, 225 to 240, 240, you know, 250 level. So we're still in the realms of sort of acceptable uptick in unemployment claims. But if you start getting 280 plus, and, you know, week on week, it will start to show weakness in the unemployment numbers, and that will be a concern for the US economy. Okay, and we've obviously got this conflict dynamic playing out between Israel and Iran. So significant game changes now in these markets. So we want to be mindful of the major events that will impact these prices. And just a quick one on the bond auction, which was yesterday. Have a look at the interest rate is the same, all right, slightly higher, 4.82 previously in the last auction versus 4.84 now. But look at the increase in demand. So this is a big, that's the sigh of relief. Okay, there is still demand for long-term government bonds. As a result, we're seeing actually a bit of a softening, it seems, across the board, across the 10-year, the 2-year, the 30-year. So this is quite an apt or a useful chart to just show the fact that we've got lower highs and now lower lows in markets like 30-year Treasury note. So now we're back to, well, actually 4.84. So it's a little bit elevated off these particular lows in this chart. But really, we're talking about the 5% highs, and that seems to be the sort of the red line, you could say, for these markets. But actually, a remarkably positive and in under the circumstances, a really good 30-year bond auction for the US economy and the Treasury and Donald Trump's administration. So it would want to see this edge as low as they possibly can. Now, this market could be taking a breather until we get further confirmation from what the US are going to do around tariffs. We know Trump has a kind of a legal constraint in the fact that there's been a legal decision made in the courts of international trade suggests that his unilateral policy to apply tariffs is illegal and should be changed. There's other legal contests going on to try and overturn those decisions. So that's the backdrop from a legal perspective. Congress, the House and the Senate are very, very quiet in the background. I mean, a few noises here and there, but nothing significant. We got boots on the ground as well, continuing in LA, in major cities around the US. So all of these things need to be considered moving forward. Now, so this sets us up to today. So overnight, we've had those attacks. We've seen massive moves in these markets. Let me share them with you. Just from a news perspective, consumer sentiment and inflation expectations are the last two events of the trading week. That's at 3 p.m. So do keep an eye on those. They're likely to be significant. You can see sentiment is, well, we're expecting 53.5, so we'll see where it comes in. But we were up at sort of 70, 80 level. This is the University of Michigan consumer sentiment numbers, so a regional sort of survey, really. And we're just at the lower end. So that's probably in line with expectations, although there's a disconnect between the hard numbers and the soft numbers, and these would be the soft numbers. So we've had a bit of an amendment to the inflation expectations number back to 6.6. There's no forecast for this, so we'll just see what the print is. And will it be lower than 6.6, or will it actually reemerge? Difficult one to call, because these are soft sort of surveys. They're not sort of hard data points. And the hard data points for now showing signs of potential trouble in terms of inflation and oil prices, showing signs and tariff discussions, along with unemployment numbers ticking higher, but the job numbers broadly are pretty flat. So there's signs of concern, but nothing major. So what's important with this backdrop is to see, you know, kind of what's happened. So if I just zoom out of the NASDAQ a little bit more. So we were talking yesterday about the potential for this market to break. We needed it to break below this low here. We've now got the 200-day hourly moving average rallying up, and prices are below. So in the last 2, 4, 6, 7, sort of the last 8 hours, we've had this attack from Israel, and we've seen a massive drop in the S&P, US indices broadly, NASDAQ, and there's your massive spike in crude oil prices from Wednesday. We were down at $63 to 74.50, pretty much. That's obviously $11.50 in terms of an increase in prices. Very close to sort of 18% rally in 3 days, and this is the impact that conflict in the Middle East can have on oil prices. So it's a difficult one now, because if the conflict continues, prices go up for a variety of very, very concerning reasons. None more so than actual supply gets disrupted and transportation of these fossil fuels gets considerably disrupted. So any threat to overall supply pushes prices higher. So no major surprise to see that. I mean, there was a lot of rhetoric the last couple of days. You think, right, well, that could settle down, and the US would, you would assume, wouldn't want these oil prices to rally, because they know as soon as Israel attack Iran, that these oil prices are flying higher. So, and then gold, this sort of flight to safety trade is a very real dynamic in gold. Again, in the last sort of 8 or 9 hours, we've seen that explosive move. It was already, these markets were already ticking a little bit higher, so there was probably some higher prices feeding in. And then the reaction we've pretty much seen in the dollar is a bit of dollar strength. Now, just as a comparison, really, with the yen, we saw the yen strengthen significantly yesterday, and we saw some continuation in the early part of the night, and we've seen a bit of a strong pullback. So we are still technically in the pound dollar. Now we're kind of in kind of war mode, and if it escalates, things get worse, equities sell off, gold and oil rally, and potentially the US dollar continues to strengthen even further. and we're never going to be in charge of that decision-making process. So there's probably a good reason not to panic, but look to trade around important levels. Now, we mentioned a few days ago that with the euro dollar, we had a bit of a strong spike. So we were able to benefit from most of this little move. What was it? On Wednesday, we were able to nice breakout, good, strong rally, benefit from most of the move. And then we see the rollover to the downside. So we said if this price comes back into this little zone in here, we're talking about the 115 level. We're currently at the 115.39. So another leg to the downside is where the expectation would be. Not too sure what it really means for the pound. The pound is taking a significant hit, and there's really strength in the dollar. So it's a difficult play now today with very little news likely to impact on decision making. Strong rejection, really, of yesterday's dollar weakness. So we need to take that into consideration. But in terms of loading up on the dollar, that's probably a bit premature as well. The yen, you would think it could perform as a bit of a flight to safety. And we're seeing it in the pound yen because the pound is so weak. We're seeing a little bit of weakness against the euro. And we're getting a bit of a retracement. So a bit more dollar strength rather than yen strength, I think, is probably where we're at. So this is the horrible chart. This is the massive move overnight. You know, unless you're trading this live, it's a difficult one to navigate. Now you zoom out, you don't see many massive spikes like this that often. Now they're still in this downward trend. It's just a bit early to make a very significant call on where to get into this type of trade when you've seen, you know, what you don't need is a $10 or a $12 sort of, you know, risk in the trade. You know, you could even look at these lows in here and you can see how quickly it's even pulling back. So you're getting sort of big jumps and rejection of those heights. So is there a calming of tensions, or is this just some sort of technical pullback to sort of start loading up again in gold? And we would probably just need to keep these options open to some degree. Gold, good strong rally overnight, bit of a pullback. So we're getting a bit of a snapback in these markets. And we quite like the idea of the US indices sell trade, and we're breaking out now. This is very much continuing what we were saying yesterday. How resilient will US equities be in the face of this conflict in the Middle East, especially if it escalates and we see energy prices rally very, very aggressively? It'll feed into inflation, it'll feed into economic performance, and yet it'll be yet another concern for global markets. So big, strong rally overnight to the downside. And if we get a bit of a pullback somewhere into, in fact, the level that we were looking at yesterday, for those of you that were trading with us, is the 59.78, wasn't it? That was the number we were discussing. So we're only 10 points away from basically looking for a sell trade. Now you've got really sort of wide and high stop losses, so a bit of a concern in terms of where you place your stop loss, but I'm sure there's a trade there that we could look at. So yeah, a bit of a rejection in these markets, across most of these markets, not all. So there's your pullback in the German DAX. We did say if we pull back to this level, we could look at a buy trade. You see, the problem is the dynamics behind these markets have shifted now, and it's very much on a conflict Middle East footing. And, you know, this could escalate very, very aggressively, very, very quickly. So we want to just, I suppose, acknowledge the backdrop and take our time getting into trades. So let's just amend our trade plan then for the day. So the first thing we can categorically say is we've got market disruption due to and significant market disruption due to Middle East okay, so that's basically what's driving these market dynamics. So wanting to keep all options open is absolutely keeping options open is absolutely it. Potential So what we'll do is we'll put right. So let's gold. Do we have like a satisfactory entry for markets like that gold in oil? Not really, and keeping these options open is unfortunately going to be quite important. Right, so this is pretty much like paying attention to the escalating conflict in that part of the world, and you know, retaliation measures from Iran are what we should be probably looking out for. Means that we firstly want to keep options open. So if we get a calming of tensions, they might be looking at the opposite of what you're seeing on screen. But because of the tension overnight, we probably lean into the fact that this is probably likely to continue for a little bit longer. So yeah, important development for financial markets more broadly. And if we get continuing tensions, then our expectations for oil to and gold to continue to rally under these risky dynamics, further weakness in the indices. And unfortunately for us, a bit of short-term potential dollar strength. You know, we've been talking about weakness now for quite a few weeks, and this is potentially a game changer, so keep that in mind. And now we can update this slightly. Keep all options open due to broad market uncertainty around there's quite a few of these things, isn't there? Middle because this has every potential to be a bit of a significant game changer, is this conflict. So we'll see how much of a game changer it will actually be. Okay, so Look, this is just identifying the fact that Middle East conflict would impact these markets really quite significantly. Trump trade deals, we apparently, we've got 15 deals in the pipeline apparently, and another letters going out to another 150. Tariff rates, currently 10%. Will they go up, will they go down? We don't really know yet. Fed rates, what are the Fed going to do and react to lower inflation? They could drop rates, will they? With the conflict in the Middle East, probably not. The tax bills going through the Senate. European fiscal spending is obviously quite stimulative on the European side. And conflict between Russia and Ukraine is still raging. So, yeah, not a great look across the board. And market resilience, will it prevail? It appears that it might do, but we kind of have to consider this as things unfold. Okay, so listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. The narratives are very much conflict-driven in the Middle East. So on that note, we let you go. We'll switch rooms now to the European Trading Mentorship Session. If you can join us for that, fantastic. But there's a sort of a broad outline of our trade plan, just some of the things to just be very mindful of if you're trading markets today. On that note, this is guys, take care of yourselves. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.